How about the small round things made of cornmeal that are cooked in deep fat?
Muffins.
Okay. How about the soft kind that you can serve out?
That's just plain cornbread cooked in a...
If it's real soft.
No, okay.
You don't cut it, you have to use something to scoop it out with it.
Well, that's a muffin, isn't it?
Or spoon bread?
Yeah, I didn't have any of that.
Okay. Now, there are two kinds of bread. You have the homemade bread and the kind that you buy at the store called...
bakery.
Okay. There's a lot of difference between homemade bread and...
commercial bread.
Okay. These are things that you make up a batter and you fry three or four of them and you put syrup and butter on them?
Patties, batter cakes they call them.
Call them what?
Batter cakes or flapjacks or something like that.
Okay. You might say you went to the store to buy two of flour.
Two sacks of flour.
Or in the measurement.
Two pounds of flour.
Okay, now what would you use to make the bread rise?
Baking powder.
It comes in little packages.
Yeast.
And if you cook these things that eggs lay in hot water, what would you call them?
Cook things that eggs lay?
I mean that hens lay.
Eggs?
Okay, you call those... If you cook them in hot water, what would you
call
them?
Boiling.
Okay. And what's the inside part of the egg?
Yolk and the white.
Mm-hmm. And what color would you say the yolk is?
Yellow.
Okay. If you crack eggs and let them fall out of the shells in the hot water, what kind are they?
They're fried, poached egg.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the salt or sugar-cured meat that you might boil with greens?
I call it that.
Okay.
All right. Bacon.
Okay, when you cut the side of a hog, what would you call that part?
Cut the side of it.
Mm-hmm. For the meat. Yeah.
No. Pork chops.
Okay. This is a kind of meat that you buy sliced very thin to eat with eggs.
Bacon.
Mm-hmm. And the outside of the bacon is called? The outside part of it that you have to take off.
The skin.
Okay. This is a kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain.
Links on it.
Okay. And who kills and sells meat?
The farmers.
Or you might go into a store where this man is.
Oh, the butcher.
Mm-hmm. If meat has been kept too long, you might say the meat has done what?
Spoiled.
Okay. After you butcher a hog, what would you make with the meat from its head?
Make sausage.
Okay. And what do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Liver cheese.
Okay. And did you ever make anything out of hog blood?
No, I've never seen any.
Okay. Did you ever take the juice of the head cheese and stir it up with cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and cook it? And then later, after it gets cold, you slice it and fry it?
No, I've never seen any.
Okay. Suppose you had kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste, or how would you...
Rancid, it's rancid.
Okay. Thick, sour milk that you keep on hand.
Clabber.
And what do you make out of that?
Cornbread, if you want to. Put in cornbread. You can make cottage cheese.
Okay. To get the impurities out of milk, you might have to...
strain it.
And what is baked in a deep dish made of a fruit with crust on top?
Pie.
Can you tell me about some different kinds of pies?
Yeah, blackberry pie, apple pie, peach pie, potato pie, and...